Well, tomorrow morning, workers will start to return to their offices, some for the first time in 18 months. They will find that some things have changed at the office, but when it comes to employment law, nothing has changed. Eddie Keane is with the School of Law at the University of Limerick, and he joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carol.
Let's get down to the issues then. If employment law remains the same as it did before the pandemic, can a worker refuse to return to their office if asked to return?
Well, as you say, the employment law hasn't changed, and although we do have some specific guidance on how to incorporate workers back into the office safely, but at its basic level, the employer has the authority to decide where the work is carried out. And if the employer decides that the work is carried out at remotely or carried out in the office, it is at the employer's discretion. Now, ideally, in all of these situations, there would be some negotiation and a mutually satisfactory agreement. But where the agreement cannot be reached, it is still within the authority of the employer to lay out where the work can be is performed.
Because there are anecdotal reports that some people moved to other areas or moved abroad to work remotely during the pandemic. So legally, they wouldn't have a leg to stand on, as they say, if they were required to come back.
No, legally, if the employer requires them to be to perform the duties in a particular place, then they would be contractually bound to do that.
Okay. Can I just ask you about vaccinations? Can the employer ask tomorrow if you've been vaccinated?
The employer will need to know if there is any particular risk to you, because part of the work safely protocol that the Labour Employer Economic Group, Economic Forum, that they produced, part of that was a return to work protocol, and in that they have enhanced risk assessment for people dealing with the situation of COVID-19. So if somebody presents with a more vulnerable to COVID-19 than some of their colleagues, the employer will need to know that. So it becomes part of the health and safety issue. It's not necessarily an invasion of privacy for an employer to require information that they will need to ensure the worker's safety.
Okay, so some people, if they have not already provided that information, may be asked. Is an employee then entitled to know if anybody working around them or close to them has been vaccinated or not?
No, that would be more than likely a breach of privacy, because one of the issues with the General Data Protection Regulations is any information that you collect, sensitive information that you collect, cannot be distributed beyond those who specifically require to know. And if the employer, in building their back-to-work protocol, have ensured the safety of their employees, then it is not entirely necessary for them to know whether their colleague is vaccinated or not. Their safety is still being protected.
Mask wearing is something that might come up in some offices tomorrow. Can an employer enforce mask wearing?
Well, an employer will have to enforce mask wearing in the exact by analogy where an employer on a building site would enforce wearing a high-vis jacket. It's a safety measure. And if, as part of the protocol for returning to work, the employer has put in mask wearing as part of the safety procedures required to deal with COVID-19, then it becomes a mandatory safety measure.
Now, some people will continue to work remotely, or as you say, may be asked to work remotely and will have to. What responsibilities then do the employers have to those people at home?
They have the exact same responsibilities as they would have to the workers on their premises, as in they will have to provide a safe environment for the work, and they will have to ensure that the workers' health and safety is being protected, particularly things like overworking or extended working hours and things like that. The employer owes a duty to ensure, under the Organisation of Working Time Act, that the employee takes sufficient breaks. And that's why we have the code of practice on the right to disconnect and all of that sort of thing.
And employers will have to have a plan, as you say, to keep COVID out and to deal with it. If there are incidences in the workplace, will the employees have a right to know how that's going to work?
The plan for the the prevention and how to react to situations actually must be communicated to the employees prior to their return to work, because the employees are required to carry out, fill out the pre-return forms where they self-declare that they don't have any symptoms and things like that. And then the employees will have to undergo training on what the protection measures are. So each of the employees would need to be fully aware of the protection measures before they return.
Okay, Eddie Keane from the School of Law at the University of Limerick, thank you very much for that.